When the 69th Cannes Film Festival closes tomorrow night by giving out its awards, the Palme d'Or, the biggest winner may surprise you. Our film critic, Harlan Jacobson, is there.
When I think back to the various film legends, and later moguls, who have captured everyone's attention here at Cannes over the years, it seems so mutant that the dominant presence on the Croisette this year has warehouses, forklifts, a lot of boxes, and drones. I'm talking Amazon, as in the business model that's a descendant of the Sears mail order catalog, not MGM. It's Amazon that's the new kid on the block, not just scooping up something and turning it into a big deal back home like Harvey Weinstein did in reinventing the foreign film market, but arriving with five films in various sections of the festival. Woody Allen's Café Society, set in 1930s Hollywood, opened the festival. Like Pedro Almodóvar's Julieta, which Sony will release later this year, it's effortless and fizzy, pleasing and forgettable, except that Woody's problems with son, or stepson, Ronan, and daughter Dylan flared up in the press thanks to Ronan's jacuzzi on the front page of the Hollywood Reporter. More about that, I assume, to come when Amazon releases the film. Controversially on its own terms is Nicholas Winding Refn's The Neon Demon, with Elle Fanning as an aspiring model in L.A. It set the competition on fire with boos and then later pushback defenses that took place all over town. It caters to the received opinion of all us non-beauties about the horrors of the beauty industry and the nitwits in it. But by being a masterpiece of design, it was treated here as something between an endorsement and a cheap shot, or make that an expensive shot and an obvious target. Amazon also has two films by the Bernie Sanders of U.S. filmmaking, by which I mean the relentlessly independent Jim Jarmusch, a Cannes favorite who showed his new film Patterson in competition. Adam Driver plays a bus driver named Patterson in Patterson, New Jersey, with a long-haired woman and a short-haired dog waiting at home in a wry, shaggy dog fable. Jarmusch also brought Gimme Danger, a doc about the Stooges, and Iggy Pop, who hopped up the red carpet, shirtless, of course, to reveal a chest that looked more like saddle leather scarred by slings and arrows. Jarmusch locates the Stooges and its Michigan motor-driven sound as foundational of the Sex Pistols, the Ramones, and Sonic Youth, among others. But Iggy runs it another way, telling Dinah Shore in archival footage, which Jarmusch makes beautiful use of, by the way, that Iggy himself doesn't know who he spawned, but thinks he pretty much helped wipe out the 60s. A big hit here was Tony Erdmann, a German comedy, words I thought I'd never say. It concerns a jokester father who's wild and free and invades the life of his corporate careerist daughter to save her soul. This is a cliche, of course, and director Marinotta has packed in a few too many scenes of actor Peter Simonischek slipping in crooked brown false teeth and showing up to tank the daughter's big business deal. I resisted all this for the first third of its 2 hours and 45 minutes, but it wore me down. I laughed. I cried. It was a big hit here, and its actress, Sandra Hüller, deserves the Best Actress Palm. Sony Pictures Classics snapped it up for U.S. release. Director Jeff Nichols' Loving in Competition is a highly effective retelling of a landmark 1950s Virginia civil rights case that went to the Supreme Court and reversed a state ban on interracial marriage. It could be this year's spotlight, but more understated. No swelling soundtrack to tell you when to cheer what you already know is justice. And it has simple, clean performances by Joel Edgerton and Ruth Negga as the Lovings. Focus will set that for its fall release schedule. The sense of things finally here this year at Cannes is that it's a mostly flat vintage. There is a theme going on, however, in B-flat. A lot of the films are about characters confined in tight spaces with walls collapsing in around them. The best of these is Christian Mungiu's Baccalaureate, or Graduation, concerning a doctor desperately trying to get his daughter out of Romania to England, where she's won a scholarship to Cambridge. A little toe-dipping into the country's post-communist culture of corruption is both necessary and ultimately eviscerating. In a perfect world, one that's run by me, Graduation would win the Palme d'Or. Christian Mungiu already won it in 2007 for his similarly relentless 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, along with his lead actor, Adrian Titiani. IFC picked it up for the U.S., so you'll get a chance to see it. As for me, it may seem strange that 10 days in the dark on the Riviera can start to feel like a trap with collapsing walls, but I'm Harlan Jacobson, and I'm out of here like Iggy Pop.